QSL, thank you. Email will be mentioned.
Good morning. The time is 10 a.m.
Hi, everyone. This is the Trans-Canada Net on this April 26, 2026, and I'm your net control this week. My name is Benoit, or you can say Ben, and my call sign is Victor Echo 2, Victor Bravo. My location is 100 kilometers northeast of the city of Montreal in the province of Quebec. Further information about the TransCanada Net can be found on the internet at www.thecanadahub.ca, and by the same occasion, we want to thank our sponsor, the North Fraser Amateur Radio Club, and more information can also be found about them at www.ve7nfr.com, Vector Echo 7, November, FoxRomeo.com. And you can follow our chickens through via the application called NetLogger in the network tab. At the TransCanada Net, you'll find the TransCanada Net under the Net tab, and it's called the TransCanada Net. For those running NetLogger on the Apple computer, I just want to mention this. We received an advice from the writer of the application called NetLogger, and says that the upcoming updates of the Mac OS system will not be supporting the MacLogger application unless there's an update for Mac chips. Other ways to reach for the TransCanada Net through the Canada Hub, you can be through AllStarLink, node 517300, 301, 302, IRLP, 9029, Echolink, V7, November Zulu - Lima, on DMR through Brennmeister Network, 30217, and AMS over IP on the extension 15191. Of course, you can reach the Canada Hub or even the TransCanada Net through other electronic device, phone and tablets. But before we begin, let me ask if VA7SL, Scott, or VE7NZ, Adrian, do you have any net bulletin for this week? VE2, Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima. Good morning, Benoit.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning. Any bulletins or any news for us?
Yes, sir. VA7SL here at Mission Control. All systems are nominal. We are happy to announce that we launched a Pico balloon on Friday, VE7NFR-15. If you're tracking on Whisper, you can see VE7NFR. We're just waiting for it to wake up this morning and get some sun on its panel so it can beacon to us. It should be somewhere over the Rust Belt of America somewhere. It went to bed in sort of southeastern Montana last night. And we think it's in the jet stream. We're just, it might be dangling around up there, not getting a lock on the panels with the speed it's at. We're not really sure. But anyway, I'm confident it'll turn on. We'll get a beacon in the next few minutes sometime. We launched it at Kwantlen Park Secondary School in Surrey, British Columbia, in front of the school. And there is video on, we'll have everything posted on our website, ve7nfr.com, under the balloon tab shortly. But as of right now, if you just search on YouTube, Adrian's account is just Adrian. His YouTube account is just Adrian. So if you search Adrian and VE7NFR, it'll come up on YouTube. Adrian, VE7NFR, and we go through the whole process of filling the balloon, weighing it, getting it ready, launching it, just the whole, everything. Everything you want to know about Pico balloons is answered in this question. Plus, you get to see a giant bottle of hydrogen in my garage. Anyway, that's it from me here at Mission Control. Have a good net. V, back to net control. This is Victor Alpha 7 Sugar Love.
Victor Alpha 7 Sugar Love, the 2 Victor Bravo. Thank you very much for all these news there. Emil, the one Echo Peppa, was also following this, and he mentioned that he's got a video link from his webpage as well. So VE7NFR-15 is the call of the balloon, I guess, and we'll follow that through YouTube under Adrian V7NFR. That's right.
Yeah, all you have to do is type in VE7NFR-15. It comes right up, because it's the only one. VE7NFR-15, VA7SL.
QSL, way to go. Thank you very much. Does Adrian would have any news or anything to say for today's net? This is VE2 Victor Bravo, VE7NZ. Are you there?
Yeah, V7NZ. Good morning, good afternoon, Benoit, and everybody on net. We're standing by to see hopefully the first packets coming in from the balloon. It's all good stuff. If anybody's having any trouble finding those links to track the balloon on SondHub or WhisperNet, or having trouble finding the video, which as Scott said you shouldn't, but if you do, shoot me an email, V7NovemberZulu, that's V7NZ at myrac.ca or v7nz at awrl.net, and I will get your email and I'll send you that info. Now, also, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be giving a presentation to the Long Island CW Club that I've given before. For those of you that haven't seen it and are interested, you're welcome to join. It's going to run for 1 hour, and the topic is high-frequency terrain analysis. So basically what I'm doing is explaining how you can use some software from AWRL that allows you to, or even if you're not using the software, just to understand it, understand how your antenna height and the terrain around your property affects your success at working different parts of the world on various HF bands. So this helps you decide, should I raise my antenna? Will it be better? And it's not always better. In fact, sometimes it can be worse to make your antenna higher. So those are the kinds of things we discuss. We also look at things like how stacking antennas helps in performance. We look at how soil conductivity does or doesn't make a difference, like are you better off by the ocean or in Saskatchewan, etc. So interesting topic for those of us that like HFDXing and contesting. And everybody's welcome. If you want the Zoom link for that, just again send me an email, my call sign at awrl.net or myrac.ca, and I will send you the Zoom link. Again, starts 5 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. Back to you then, VE7NZ.
Balloon just woke up. It's in North Dakota, just south of the Manitoba border, VA7SL.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Adrian. I'm going to send you a message after the net to get the Zoom link for the tomorrow's presentation. Okay, if there's nothing more to add, then we'll pass on with the quick check-ins. Anything to add for anyone? Okay, so before we start the net, today's question is going to be, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment? I don't want to have a full description of all your inventory, but what would be your favorite among those vintage radios that you have? And how often are you using it in a year? It reminds me of a snowmobile club here in the area where they have 1960s and 70s snowmobile. And once a year, or maybe once or twice a year, they gather together and they take a run of these old snowmobiles. So just about the same way, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment, and how often are you using it? What is it, by the way? But before we answer that, there are I'm going to take the check-ins for only those that wants to be in the log. Twice, please, and one at a time when it's possible. I'll log it into NetLogger, VE2 Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.
Victor Echo 4 Kilo Mike Foxtrot Mobile. Victor Echo 4 Kilo Mike Foxtrot.
Victor Echo 4 Tango Quebec. Victor Echo 4 Tango Quebec, Scott.
Victor Alpha 3 Romeo Kilo Lima. Victor Alpha 3 Romeo Kilo Lima.
Victor Echo 3 Yankee Kilowatt Echo.
Kilo 6 Victor Papa. Kilo 6 Victor Papa.
VE 3 India Foxtrot Charlie. VE 3 India Foxtrot Charlie, Paul in Aurelia.
Victor Echo 3, Quebec, Zulu Lima. Victor Echo 3, Quebec, Zulu Lima. James in Oakville.
Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Henry in Windsor, Ontario.
Victor Echo 4, Alpha Whiskey Bravo, Alan Brandon. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Whiskey Bravo.
Okay, gentlemen, I may have missed one or two calls, but maybe you'll correct me. The TransCanada Net acknowledge Victor Alpha 3, Romeo, Victor Echo 4, Kilo Mike Fox, followed by Victor Echo 4, Tango Quebec, Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima, VE 3, Kilo Echo, Kilo 6, Victor Papa, Victor Echo 3, India Foxtrot Charlie, Paul, Victor Echo 3, Quebec Zulu Lima, Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo, and not sure about the last one or two, Victor Echo 4, Alpha Whiskey Bravo. What's the call sign, Victor Echo 4, Alpha Whiskey Bravo, Alan?
Roger, roger.
Okay, thank you for confirming. Any further check-ins? The quick check-ins in and out, those that are not staying with us, and will not answer the question. VE2, Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 3, David.
Okay, stand by.
Victor Echo 4, Julia Hotel Tango. Victor Echo 4, Juliet Hotel Tango, Jamie.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Randy and Kenora.
Okay, cue it.
Victor Alpha 4, November Juliet Foxtrot. Victor Alpha 4, November Juliet Foxtrot. Nicholas in Winnipeg.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Okay, I know I have two stations that doubled, so I missed one or two calls, but let's take it back from Victor Echo 4, Juliet Hotel Tango. Jamie, and Victor Echo 4, Romeo Juliet Mike, Randy. Victor Alpha 4, November Juliet Fox, and Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. Thank you for checking in today. We appreciate it. Any further check-ins? Those that I missed, probably. Try again. VE2, Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 3, Victor Kilowatt Echo,
Golf. Victor Alpha 7, Oscar Golf. Victor Alpha 7, Oscar Golf.
Okay, stand by. Victor Echo 3 with a Kilo Echo. I'm not sure about the full call, but please give me your call again.
Echo 3, Yankee, Kilowatt, Echo.
QSL, now I got it. Victor Echo 3, Yankee, Kilo Echo. Thank you for checking in. And Victor Alpha 7, Oscar Golf. Thank you. Any further quick check-ins in and out, VE2 Victor Bravo for the TransCanada Net.